Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, a lot going on last night and a lot to look up ahead to. So, crazy Phillies win. Wild play at the plate. And obviously a walk-off win. We'll get to that. Disastrous night for the Flyers. Just a dreadful disaster of an evening for the Flyers as all three teams we wanted to see lose actually won, which sets up a must-win and more tonight for the Flyers. We'll get to that. Eagles, they lock up Devontae, the draft now in 9 days. And Jimmy Butler coming to town. The Miami Heat tomorrow night versus the Sixers. All of it here at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
The coast of France has had Garfield phones washing ashore since the 1980s.
And they've had what bones?
Garfield phones.
Oh, phones.
Plastic,
I thought you said bones.
Garfield phones. Thousands.
What's a Garfield phone?
Plastic.
The cat.
Garfield
phone.
That's in the shape of Garfield, the cartoon cat.
Oh.
Off the coast of Brittany, the Brittany region of France, and nobody has known where they were coming from. Then, 35 years into this mystery, they discovered that in a nearby sea cave, there had been a giant container ship that had been hit with a storm, and
wow,
it was full of thousands of Garfield phones.
Look at that.
Slowly leaking out since the 80s.
Now, that's a cool factoid right there. That one I like. I don't like what happened with the Flyers last night. And they didn't even play. Just horrible, okay? They're going to miss the playoffs because of that freaking 8-game losing streak. But we pretty much knew that for the last week anyway. All right, Phil's crazy ending. Crazy. I mean, look, it's one of those games defined by good pitching. The game is defined by good pitching, but for a good stretch, there wasn't a ton of action. Good job by Bress with the RBI single. Great job by Aaron Nola, who obviously was the star of the evening for the Phils. And now, despite that,
and great job by Pache,
well,
man.
I'm getting there. I'm building it up here, John.
My gosh. Just conscienceless. Gets up there, swings. I think it was the first pitch, wasn't it?
I don't remember the first pitch.
Pache, no big deal.
Well,
I haven't been in for a while. Just let me at him.
Gets in there in the eighth for Schwarber and ultimately the winning hit. Before that, though, let's get to the crazy defensive play. Jeff Hoffman is the pitcher. Let me put it this way. When the ball was at its apex, there was essentially a 0% chance. Seltzer, there was a 0% chance they'd get this dude out. Somehow, bang! Let's listen to how it went down.
That one gets away from JT. He picks it out of the air, flips to home, and out at home plate. What a play by Hoffman. Freeland came charging down the line, and Hoffman smothered him at the plate.
So Aaron Nola, the star, but that moment, the moment of the game, because, you know, if you didn't see it, I mean, it's just a crazy sequence where the ball goes about as high as you feel like it could go on a ricochet off JT. And, I mean, as that ball's in the air, it's like, well, there's no way they're going to get the dude out at home plate. But JT to Hoffman, a collision at home plate, which I still can't even believe that was legal. I mean, you get all these you-can't-block-the-plate rules. And then Hoffman's, like, whole body is blocking the plate. But
Goal line stand.
I mean, seriously, that was like the 91 Eagles
versus
Phoenix.
What about the guy who's sliding in there? Like, dude, you
that's
can't just
right.
slide into the side of his knee like that.
I'm
that's
just
pretty
telling
messed
you.
Up too.
I was
two pitchers, no less.
Two pitchers.
I mean, how weird is that?
I was just shocked it was legal, honestly. And more than that, I was shocked that they actually were able to apply the tag in time.
It was massively violent. I've never seen, like, in as long as we've been doing this show, that's the most violent play we've seen in baseball.
Because you're not allowed to have a play at the plate anymore.
Bang.
Was.
And super hard bang.
Yeah.
Hoffman, I'm telling you, man, I think if he wouldn't have been able to make that play, he might have been hurting a lot worse. The way that he got taken out
I know.
By that guy.
I know.
That's brutal.
Look, so we want to hear from you on last night's Phils. Obviously, they now climb back above 500, which is good to see. 215-592-9494. Without some kind of winning moment, though, they wouldn't have won the game. That was a salvage moment at that point. But then, obviously, the bottom of the 10th, as John had alluded to, Christian Pache with the winning hit.
The pitch swung on, punched to right, a base hit, ball game. Christian Pache wins it. Single to right, they come racing out of the dugout to celebrate with Pache and celebrate a 2-1 win.
All right, so you get Tom McCarthy in the TV version of the first call there, and obviously Fransky in the WIP version here on the second call. We'll take your reaction to the Phils. Let's hope that the Phils don't climb back to 500 at any point, slink back to 500 at any point this season. Let's hope it's all moving forward now from here, 9-8 above 500, and hopefully they can keep it that way the rest of the way. We shall see. Phils back at it later tonight. Your chance to weigh in on what happened with the Phils last night. Again, really tremendous credit to Nola, who had a disastrous first start, and incredibly now in just a couple starts thereafter has already gotten his ERA below 4. Which is a borderline miracle considering how high his ERA was after that first start. It's a
7 runs.
I know.
The first start.
I know.
He really was affected by the weather. There was an entire outing where it was pouring down rain. The footing was bad. When you look at the numbers, like his max velocity for his fastballs, I guess it was 2 games ago. It was the slowest his
well, the,
velocity
the game in
has been
St. Louis
since like 2016.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 89.5 or something like that.
He was worried about his footwork, getting his feet set more than anything. He wasn't focused on the velocity, and it did look bad. The numbers looked bad.
Well, they were horrible. Yeah.
He's clearly in a good spot now.
Yeah.
The way that he had bite on all of those breaking
pitches.
He
was dealing.
It was like old school Aaron Nola. The mage Aaron Nola who can throw a ball and make it disappear in midair. That's what he was yesterday, and it was great to see that again.
Great job by him, and despite all the nutsoness of the start of this Philly season, the reality is Wheeler and Nola at the top are what you expect. And that, more than anything.
And Ranger.
Gives them, and Ranger's
holy
done a
holy cow, Ranger
job.
Last outing was, that's what they told us we were going to see. Ranger with, full spring training, and we're seeing it.
All right, so look, Phil's obviously on the table after a win last night, 215-592-9494. Love your thoughts on what we saw from the Phils last night. Let's get to the draft. So Devontae signed yesterday. We'll get to that in short order, but the draft. It's funny. We're 9 days away from this one now, and it feels like there's been not a ton of buzz for it, and I get it. A lot of talk of offensive linemen and a lot of talk of a lot of random college football players you probably never heard of until a couple of weeks ago. The reality is this. The talk that there has been, in my opinion, has focused way, way, way the heck too much on let's go get an offensive lineman. And as an Eagles fan who had seen what we saw with the team last year, I'm frustrated by the narrative out there and the belief that the Eagles are most inclined to draft an offensive lineman with this draft. Frankly, I don't get it. Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying there's not some need on the offensive line. I mean, if they don't believe in Tyler Steen, then you got an issue right now with a starter. Hopefully they do believe in Tyler Steen. Maybe he can be their starting guard. I mean, he was a third-round pick from Bama last year. I get the reality of losing Kelsey. I get that that is like a no small
and Lane,
matter.
Lane is
you know
in
what?
The very
that's
near
the one that,
future.
That's the one that bugs me.
He
no, he's
will
not, John.
Be slowing
no,
down.
Not.
He will be working his way out. Like, just imagine this being sort of getting close to the time that they were talking to Jason Kelsey. Hey, would you consider looking at some guys and helping us pick
enough.
Out a guy to you know follow you? I do think, though, talk to Lane about this process. Gauge him, how he feels about this process. They will treat him differently than most guys get treated.
See,
but time will still advance, John, and he will still age out of this league.
See, here's where I view it in a really simplistic way. If the Eagles want advice on what to do, talk to an Eagles fan. And ask an Eagles fan, what was the biggest problem last year? And almost every person will tell you the freaking defense stunk. Now, that's not to let Jalen off the hook, who by the end stunk himself at the very end. He didn't stink for the season. At the very end, he struggled big time. And we'll see where that goes. My issue is their issue was defense. And I am so sick and tired of hearing all this conversation about another offensive lineman. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. What I'm telling you is you could draft a player at any position on the defense, any position, and it could be a justified pick. Now, obviously, there are a couple of positions where it's more justified than other. Outside corner, slot corner, safety, because I don't believe in Blankenship. Defensive tackle, I lost Fletcher Cox and don't believe in Jordan Davis. Linebacker, no, we know they won't do it, but let's not act like it wouldn't be unjustifiable. Defensive end, edge rusher, outside linebacker guy. I mean, call it what you will. Look, they traded Reddick. They signed Huff. Hopefully it's a wash. I tend to think it won't be. I tend to think Huff's worse. We'll find out. Obviously, Nolan Smith is in there from a year ago. He's going to get a shot. We'll see what he's got. I mean, I look at five different spots on D. Interior line, edge rusher, linebacker, actually six. Outside corner, slot corner, safety. I'll take any of them. And on and on and on, I hear people talking about drafting an offensive lineman.
You guys, Joe, look at our offensive line. You got Jordan Mailata at left tackle, Lane Johnson at right tackle, and then behind them, you got a guy named Fred Johnson and LaRaven Clark. It's not guys that we are familiar with.
But I don't need a
longer.
First-round pick for that, John.
This offensive line is thinner than we've ever seen it with how we run in the show. He keeps it restocked
then,
and resupplied.
Then draft a third rounder.
Times.
Then draft a third rounder.
Right now, we are thin. We are thin, and I'm sure he feels uncomfortable with that. This is not our personality. Offensive line is what you need to focus on. It's our bag. It's our process, and keeping that offense strong is what's going to help the defense next year. Our offense is so far ahead personnel wise. That why not lean into what you're good at right now and allow it to give your defense a little bit of the boost it needs.
Right, so
you know, control the clock, do that sort of thing.
That argument, John, you said, and again, I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I mean, who you like within this draft, what positions you think the Eagles should obviously actively target, the whole deal, the whole draft thing at 215-592-9494. John, that line you said about Hal, and it's a good line, and we've heard it for years, and I'm not saying it's not true, that an improved defense, a good defense, can help your offense. I grant that. Improved offense can help the defense. I totally get it. You're right. How about this line? An improved defense can help the whole freaking team. I mean, how about the fact when they played Tampa Bay, I really think the Eagles had the worst defense in the NFL. The whole league. I'm talking the teams that went 4-13. I mean, by the end of the year, the defense was a joke. The problem was they had to keep playing games until they actually were, walked off that plank.
And those guys didn't know what they were doing.
Correct.
You had guys out there who weren't sure where they were supposed to
be.
And
Bradbury still started?
Where their teammate was supposed to be. Yeah, Bradbury's going to start until someone else proves they can do it better than he can. And I think right now you got new coordinators on both sides of the ball. With different expectations. The defensive side of the ball, they're going to say, hey, let's try to simplify this to make sure the guys are doing the right thing. We haven't seen these guys do the right thing. Let's just, let them run around with confidence. And on the offensive side, it's going to be, hey, we got to start building leads. Let's get ahead of teams so we can sort of dictate the game script.
Well, look, I'm curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. If you think there has been too much talk about offensive linemen, and I get it, guys. I mean, it's been a tremendous area of strength for the Eagles, and you want to keep it as such.
It's who we are, Joe.
It is who they are, but I object to the concept that Lane Johnson is, right at the end or near the end. I just object to that. I do not agree with the concept that you need to bolster behind Lane Johnson more than just pick a defensive player that can just freaking play. All right, 215-592-9494. Where you stand in all that? The Phils win last night. Jimmy Butler coming to town, the whole deal. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air out there, but why not in here? At the Spring Into Saving Sale at Colonial Marble and Granite, there has never been a better time to bring a breath of fresh air into your home with a bouquet of irresistible deals on home renovation materials and services. Always been impressed by everything about Colonial Marble and Granite. They provide a great experience starting from selection through installation. They'll listen to your thoughts and ideas, and they'll work with you to make your dreams come true. Right now, you can get $500 off the cost of cabinetry accessories when you put in an all-in kitchen for as little as $6,999. To take advantage of spring savings like these and to explore our region's most extensive selection of natural and engineered stone, visit a Colonial showroom in Philadelphia, Harrisburg, King of Prussia, Newcastle, or Edison. So get your rear and gear and your home in bloom. This sale ends on April 22nd.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm waiting for it. Where is it? There it is. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. By the way, big day today here at WIP. Because not only do we have, like, every single team on the table, as it seems like everything is going on in Philly sports, but Spike Eskin debuts today, officially.
I'm Spike Eskin.
As the Drive Time Afternoon Show host, along with Ike and Jack, here on WIP. So give that a listen, 2 to 6 today, and obviously all days moving forward to hear Spike and Ike and Jack. You know, they don't have a show name yet, John. They got to figure that part out. So,
are you sure they don't have one? Maybe they have one, they just didn't tell us.
The email I saw yesterday indicated no show name has been named.
Now, suggestions. Seltzer, it's a suggestion still being taken, apparently.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Jack and two Jills.
Wow.
That work?
Yeah.
That'll go over well.
John?
Yeah.
Jack and two Jills?
Good.
You know,
tell that to Ike.
just throwing it out there. Sorry. All right, let's go to the phones. If you have a suggestion
nice
for the
thought though,
the show clever. Name for, so you got the Jack and Ike.
My
I
gosh.
Mean, you got the Ike and Spike thing. Of course, we had the Mike and Ike thing years ago when Michael Barkan was hosting with Ike Reese. So that was Mike and Ike. I mean, it seems weird to go back to that.
Spike.
So you Ike, Spike and Ike,
Jack.
Ike and Spike. The Jack
a lot
thing
of
screws
potential.
It up. Yeah, Jack is. Jack's the name doesn't fit. So that's why
so
I
what,
think.
So, what, you just lop it off? You
no,
just
that's why I go Jack and two Jills. Now
well,
it does
maybe
fit.
You just leave Jack out.
Maybe
wow.
You do leave Jack out.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
It feels a little wordy and extra. Yeah. So, Spike and Ike sounds
so,
awesome.
So, that's kind of what we did with you. We just left you out.
Yeah, always.
So,
yeah,
James, do you endorse the leaving Jack out?
I think
part?
It's outrageous. I will defend my producer brethren. Shout out to Jack.
All right, hit us up here. Give us a name for the Spike Eskin, Ike Reese, Jack Fritz show. What should it be? 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phones. A lot last night. The Phils, obviously, with the win. Let's hope they have 500 in the rearview mirror, never to be seen again this season. That plus everything else, the draft. Do you agree with me? There's way too much talk about defense. Excuse me, about offensive line. Not nearly enough talk about defense. I mean, I think the narrative more than any that I'm frustrated with is this concept that Lane Johnson's near the end. Like, you would think Lane Johnson is James Bradberry, and James Bradberry is Lane Johnson. Did I miss something? Like, what are we talking about here? Let's go to Ray in Williamstown kicking
us off.
You know,
Lane Johnson has missed an awful lot of games.
He's missed some games. All right, Ray.
I mean, so many that we have a tally of how we do with and without Lane
That's
Johnson.
True. A lot of those came in that one year
the
when
steroid
he missed.
Thing.
I understand.
Yeah.
But a lot of them came from injury, too.
All right, Ray, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Ray?
Good morning, sir.
Great game, Phillies game last night. Awesome game.
Say.
We were there. We were there.
Wow.
Good for you, man.
My 7-year-old daughter got to make a sign for Harper and was chirping him all night for a push-up contest.
They referenced you on the radio broadcast and said...
They showed it on the broadcast, on the TV. That was your daughter doing the push-ups with the Fanatic? That was your daughter?
Yeah, the Fanatic.
Dude, that was awesome. I was watching it with my daughter. It was awesome.
We absolutely saw her. That's so cool.
And the whole section was going nuts for her. Like, yeah. It was a really – that must have been an awesome moment, man.
It was so cool, man. The crowd made it so great.
Holy cow. Ray.
She's going to school thinking she's famous today.
Oh, she is in my book. How many push-ups did she end up doing?
People were saying 40.
Wow. She's going to be swole today.
That's great, man.
That's like 10 times the amount Joe could do. I think Joe could get four done, I think.
Oh, you're right.
Maybe five.
It was so cool, though. The crowd made it great. But, man, Bryce never acknowledged. It was such as if she was heartbroken.
Well, he is busy playing a game.
There was more important things.
All right, Ray. You know, you just went from a hero to not a zero, but people are like, that Ray guy. I mean, come on, man. Let Bryce play.
Pretty
the
demanding
game.
There, yeah.
Could you? I'll tell you what. I bet you, John Ritchie, when you were a player, you probably were not messing around with the fans much. I mean, I
probably
can't,
didn't even see them.
I can't fathom.
Like, so focused, laser focused. Didn't even know fans were there.
I can't fathom that, John, that you would have partaken. I can't fathom it.
I would. Reach my hand up, coming in and out, coming on and off the field.
Yep.
Every time, and there.
Well,
were times
that's coming
would...
on and off the field. I'm saying during the actual playing of the game. I don't mean like during the play.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
During the playing of the game, you mean like when you're on the sideline?
That or a timeout on the field, or you know, little stoppages of action. I just can't fathom that you would have been screwing around.
It's very. You're right. You're right. I was pretty locked in. Most times. There are times that I do remember playing here and remarking, like, to myself or to a teammate, look how awesome that is. Yeah. Because people were getting after it. You know, like, you could see the other team, they're laughing sure. amongst themselves about fans who are getting in their ear a little bit. You know, it was always more aggressive here. And I got to play as an opponent and as an Eagle. So yep. Sides from both sides. That was really cool.
All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything we're discussing today. Coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time. We'll tell you about the disaster that was the Flyers situation last night. It really does not bode well for their chances. We'll get to that in 1 minute's time. Hey, Joe DeCamera here. You know, baseball season obviously is upon us. Been for about 2 weeks now. From driving your kids to practice to driving to the ballpark, make sure you're taking care of your car and schedule an appointment at United Tire. United Tire and Service. Yes, tires. Yes, also to service. From new tires to oil changes, state inspections, and everything in between, the highly skilled technicians at United Tire are happy to work around your schedule no matter the make or the model. Let United Tire help get you in gear and get your car in gear for the spring season. That's what I did actually last week, taking my car to United Tire. Greg, the team at United Tire, wonderful people. Get your car to United Tire. You guys know the deal. Take care of your car. It will take care of you for a long time and ultimately save you a lot of money. So get your car to United Tire. There are so many different locations throughout the Delaware Valley. Start on their website, unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com to find the location nearest you. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Well, it sounds like the Flyers will be driving into the offseason, probably in the next, oh gosh, I don't know here. I have to do my math, like 16, 18 hours, whatever the heck it would be. So if you don't know from last night, and the Flyers only had about a 5% chance to make the playoffs entering yesterday. That, of course, according to one thing I saw. But it gets worse after yesterday because last night there's four teams competing for one playoff spot. And last night the other three teams, the Detroit Red Wings, the frickin' Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Washington Capitals all won their game. All three of them got 2 points last night, which means entering the final two games, the final two nights of the season, one game left for each team. They will all either play tonight or tomorrow, and I'll get to that in a moment. Washington right now has 89 points. Detroit has 89 points. Pittsburgh has 88 points, and the Flyers have 87 points. Now, the good news is the Flyers have not been eliminated. They will win a tiebreaker if it comes down to it in a variety of different ways. So here is the deal. Here are the basic circumstances that we need in order for the Flyers to make the playoffs. First and foremost, obviously the Flyers have to win tonight. And the good news is they actually do play, you know, against Washington, which is a control their destiny in two ways, against, you know, for themselves and then against Washington, one of the teams they're competing against. Flyers have to win. They have to win in regulation. Can't go to overtime. Washington can't get 1 point in overtime. Detroit has to lose tonight to Montreal in regulation. If both of those games go that way, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, it would then be Pittsburgh versus the Islanders, and we would need Pittsburgh to lose their game. Once again, I will say it, in regulation. The three teams, Washington, Detroit, and Pittsburgh, none of them can get 1 point. And the Flyers have to get 2 points, and that's the way it stands. So it's tough. It's going to be very difficult at this point. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on the Flyers, on the Sixers. Jimmy Butler coming to town. We'll get to that reality. He is starting to scare me, I'll say that. I had felt a little bit more confident. The closer we get, the more I'm remembering the Jimmy Butler thing. We'll get to that up ahead. Rock your calls on all the topics. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. Plus your reaction to a pretty cool Phillies win last night on 94WIP.
We've got another gorgeous day on tap. I want to throw open those windows and let in the fresh air. If yours won't open or they won't seal to keep out the pollen and bugs or have been leaking water all winter, then it's time you talk to the experts at Window Nation.
Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows free. And there's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, you can save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months.
Window Nation's windows come with a lifetime warranty and can be installed in 1 day or less. With proven quality and service, when you buy from Window Nation, you can rest assured you're getting affordable windows that meet or beat the ones from the national brand names.
Don't miss out on your chance to afford quality windows with an unlimited buy two, get two free, plus zero interest or payments for 24 months. You can't afford to wait.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
UIP.
Kind of makes me sad hearing James play this because I always think of the Flyers.
Figure one last time, maybe.
One last time. Well, you got tonight's game. Look, the good news is with four teams, it's not like four games have to go a certain way. Three games have to go a certain way because the Flyers play one of the other three teams. So, you know, it's kind of like that Eagles situation in 08 or the Eagles situation in 2018. It's tough. Odds are certainly stacked against you. It's not impossible. So we'll see where it goes. All right, 215-592-9494. That clip that Rhea played in the update, the crazy play at the plate, Jeff Hoffman, the whole deal. Let's listen to Jeff Hoffman after the game. He talked about that sequence where JT flips the ball to him. Yes, Jeff.
I do. Awesome play. Got to get to it. I'm curious what the heck you're
doing. We're 2 seconds away from me playing
about
the clip.
About to play it.
Let's play the clip. We'll get back to whatever John's got to say. Here's Jeff Hoffman, the play at the plate.
Honestly, just get there in time because I knew JT was going to, you know, have a chance to flip it to me. And JT kind of threw it in a perfect spot for me. I just tried to slap the tag on him as quick as I could. Just, we both got there like the same time. I mean, everybody's seen the replay, but yeah, it was crazy.
Let me just ask a question because I like to think I'm, you know, relatively knowledgeable baseball guy. This one goes past me. Why isn't it illegal?
Because the ball just got there. You can't block the plate ahead of time. Like, you can't be situated blocking the plate. But, I mean, you have to be able to get the ball.
Okay,
like, you know what
right.
I mean? Like, it's like you're allowed to go for the... So in that process of going to catch the baseball, if you end up blocking the plate, it's allowed.
Good deal. I like that.
Is it subject to, really, the umpire, too?
Yeah, I mean, they could always... I was worried in the moment that they might call something. Yeah, but no, I mean, that's the rule.
All right, 215-592-9494. So
it's
there you go.
It's great having a guy that's like 6'7 and 250 pounds
He's
out
huge.
There.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, John. Go ahead. What
Joe,
were you saying?
Yeah, Joe is trying to get technological out here, Jimmy. I don't know if you've noticed.
But I've noticed nothing.
A technological item, and this is not like
as
Joe.
You're holding
normally
it up now.
Joe's carrying paper.
We got cameras around.
Yeah, look at
pen,
that.
And he's writing things, and that's his tech.
Yeah.
So this now.
What you got going on there,
unheard
buddy?
Of.
I have a GPS.
For a GPS?
For golf.
Yeah. Oh, really?
For golf?
Today is my debut of 2024 golf season. For me. You know, the hammer's going to go out there and play some golf this afternoon. So this is my how far to the pin.
Oh, look at you. Oh, okay.
Wow.
I wear it on my belt like a dork.
Is this a new investment? Do you do this every year?
About 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, but I often forget it, and what I really forget to do is charge it. So I'm charging it during today's show, and if I fully charge it, it can usually last a full round, a little bit more. So, and you guys know the goal to break 100. So I got two. Let me just put it at this. I got two goals this golf season. Goal number one, I want to average below 100. I don't think I will.
Yeah, well, if the first goal is to get below 100, you're really leaping ahead.
I'd like to average below 100. The second goal is sometime this year on a real course, like a legit course, one time or more, I want to shoot below 90. Those are my two goals.
Oh, geez.
One time below 90 and averaging below 100.
Do you think that's realistic?
Good luck,
I think the second goal is more realistic than the first goal. I could put together a good day. It's going to be hard for me to do if I play 10 or 15 times. For me, a lot of people can do it. I, not so good, under 100 consistently. But we'll see. All right. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Mike in Horsham is with us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Not much. I hope you guys are doing well. As far as the show, I can't believe that no one's come up with this. I'm sure they have, but I think it's cute.
Okay.
I like Ike Spike and a Spritz of Fritz.
Because it's not bad. It's just wordy. I mean, like,
yeah,
so, like, Mike, put it this way. All right, it's instead of, hey, Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Okay, hey, it's Ike, Spike, and a Spritz of Fritz. 215-592. I don't know. That's a,
yeah.
It's a lot.
But Fritz has done a good job filling in. I mean, he's shown his chops.
He's done a great job.
So now what do you do, you know, with them? So you got to put a little muzzle on them. So let's just give me a Spritz of Fritz.
Well, you could do what the Phillies did with Taniguchi in 07. When Chase came back from the injury in 07, Taniguchi just went to the bench. How about that?
I like that.
Jack Fritz
and
here.
That brings me to you and I agreeing.
Okay.
On March 15th and on April 5th, we talked about the defense, and we both agreed that, unlike everyone else, it's a 2-year build.
Yeah.
So far, we're doing a patchwork job. And I agree with Joe. The offense is stacked. Yeah, we need a couple spots. But the defense is, right now, like I said back in March, and Joe agreed, it's the worst defense in the league. And what we've done so far is patchwork.
Well, they've done. I don't know about just. I mean, look, CJGJ is no joke, and listen. Hopefully, the Reddick thing ends up being a swap of excellence. We'll see. But yeah, I do think you got a better linebacker. Like, it's not if they finish the season with
the
worst defense, they're not the worst defense right now. Yeah, they're not the worst right now, but I still think, Mike, they got a long way to go.
They're nowhere close to where the offense is in terms of, you know, what we expect. Their ability to be this season. Like, it feels like the defense is going to be the safety net for if the offense is going to go out there and try to score 35 plus points every game, and the defense is going to try to just minimize as best they can, and that can win in the NFL.
Yeah, but I don't love that. I don't want minimize.
It's not perfect. No, it is what it is.
It doesn't have to be that, is my point. That's why I'm saying go draft a defensive player.
Look,
Drafting, and I got John Rich saying minimalist.
Young player, okay, that young player, he's a first rounder. He comes in, he's a defensive player. Does he make a difference? Does he lift this team to where they're better? Does he lift this team to where you feel comfortable? Really? I, as a player, looked at those draftees and expected nothing from any of them. Like, I remember that feeling.
What about you as a rookie? You started as a rookie.
I did, but I was rare. That was a rare instance.
I don't know if you're that rare. I mean, it's more unusual than not, but not with a first-round pick.
I mean, I'll bring it up. You bring it up all the time, Richie. We lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. They had two rookies starting on defense, and they made a difference.
I agree. They did make a difference, and they did a great job. But the adage is, for every rookie you start, that's a game you lose. Maybe it helped them win that Super Bowl earlier in the season. If they're in man and they're, you know, guarding the wrong guy, I don't know, if they're in zone and they forget to switch it off, it's possible they made a rookie mistake that cost them a game earlier. That's the general wisdom that comes along with playing rookies. You get good, you get bad.
But I will say this.
It balances out.
I'm also not looking at this just through the prism of 2024. I mean, to me, like, they got to get a lot of defensive players for the next bunch of years. That's what the last caller was referring to that I referred to a month ago when I said a two-year rebuild on defense. And I mean it, rebuild. They don't have to rebuild the team. They do have to rebuild the defense. They've begun the process, to their credit. It's not like they've completely eschewed defense this offseason. I mean, you know, Bryce Huff makes a lot of money. Granted, you swap him out for Reddick. You get White from Tampa. And you
edge rusher. You got a new inside linebacker. You got a new safety.
Yeah.
Well, the edge rusher is like a swap.
He's a swap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I need more. My point is I need more. By the way, you probably need more also, including Aerosmith tickets. Your chance to win Aerosmith tickets today on the show right here at 215-592-9494. They're going to be at the Wells Fargo Center September 23rd. Big Aerosmith concert September 23rd. For tickets to this one, you can purchase them at Ticketmaster.com. Again, that's Ticketmaster.com. You can also just win them right here today on WIP. Now, there's and we've talked about before, all the what-ifs. There's so many what-ifs in sports. Like, we'll know after this year, what if the Eagles had signed Hassan Reddick and hadn't gone for the Bryce Huff thing? That's just, I mean, that's small time compared to some of the big ones in world history. Look, we'll ask you this question at 215-592-9494. What's the ultimate what if? I mean, give us great answers here today for what is a notable what if through the years. Can be sports, can be from pop culture, can be from history on back. Like, John, when you think of a what if, and again, the best answer at 215-592-9494, whoever provides it in the midst of the call, obviously talking about the teams and everything going on, whoever provides the best answer is going to win the Aerosmith tickets. John, what do you got for a what if?
What if the Patriots never taped our practices prior to the Super Bowl in Jacksonville?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we don't know that they did. We know they did with the Rams.
We don't know.
I think the one with the Eagles Super Bowl, it's more considered what if they hadn't stolen signals. I think that's more the thought, but I get your general drift on the whole thing. Seltzer, a what if from anywhere in history?
I'll go with, this isn't a Mount Rushmore, but what if Tom Selleck said, you know what, I'm not going to play Magnum P.I. I'm going to be Indiana Jones like he was supposed to be.
Wow.
And instead chose to do Magnum, or was locked up into Magnum. What if he had been Indy?
How about that? Tom Selleck to Indy role. All right, Ray, give me an answer here, and everyone at 215-592-9490. I mean, there's so many big ones. Like in sports, what if the Phillies hadn't traded Cliff Lee? There's so many big ones. Rhea, give me what you got here for a what if.
What if in 2018, with about a minute left, Julio Jones doesn't fall down?
Wow.
And catches that touchdown, which they would have gone ahead.
Yeah, if Julio Jones catches the ball, the ball went right through his hands. You know, the thing a lot of people might not remember, where his feet came down happened to be one of them out of bounds. So there's certainly a chance he would have caught the ball and actually been out of bounds. But he certainly had a chance to catch the ball and be in bounds. What if he had done that? I'll tell you this, Nick Foles, we wouldn't view him the way we view Nick Foles. Things could be very... Now, the Eagles would have had about a minute left on the clock to come back down the field, so there would still be a chance, but boy, it would have been hard. 215-592-9494. Give us a big what if from history. Look, obviously, there's some big, dark what ifs. I mean, we all know, like, we wish September 11th had not happened. Obviously, we get that.
What if Hitler hadn't been born? That kind of stuff.
Yeah. But give us answers on what if scenarios that are intriguing. And again, the best answer by the end of the show is going to win the tickets to Aerosmith, which obviously in and of itself is a tremendous show. Let's talk to Luke in Philadelphia. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Doing great, Luke.
Fantastic.
What do you think about that win last night?
I think they hopefully won't go back to 500 the rest of the year. I think that I think Aaron Nola is one of the three best players on the team. Three best players on the team are Harper, Wheeler, Nola. No doubt about it.
He definitely pitched a great game.
He's a great baseball player. He's a great pitcher.
Yes, he is. And Whit Merrifield, he hasn't done anything.
Oh my God.
For me this year, but I'll tell you what. Laying down that bunt to move Stott to third was the game-winning play.
It was nice to see someone actually lay one down.
I know.
I will say to the Whit thing, I saw some interesting, I believe Matt Gelb had an article about it, the idea that going from being an everyday player to playing, you know, a few days or whatever, can be an adjustment. I'm just trying to give a potential explanation for why the guy can't hit. He's always hit.
Luke, I looked it up this morning because I wanted to see how far he has now sunk. He is now at a 107 batting average. That's horrendous.
Yo, I'd rather
bunt him every time.
Bat him 10th. Go ahead, Luke.
I got a name for the afternoon show.
All right, an afternoon show name. What do you got?
Yeah, Spike and Ikes and Cracker Jack.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's got a shot. All right, Luke, give me an answer here for a what if. Give me a great one.
Great one. What if Kelsey didn't announce his retirement?
All right. Well, fair enough. The Kelsey retirement, just act like it didn't happen. Could be. 215-592-9494. Hey, congratulations to Joel Embiid, yesterday named a U.S. Olympian. Pretty damn cool. As the U.S. Roster is not finalized, but a lot of the guys' names have been submitted for the Olympics coming up. And Joel, who I think most people know, became a U.S. citizen a couple of years ago. For the first time in his life, will now represent the United States of America in the Olympics. By the way, John, we have an Olympics in a couple months. No one's talking about it.
I agree.
No, in part because
no one.
Past experience over the last two or three Olympics, both winter and summer, the last, you know, six, eight, 10
not
years.
Very good. Yeah.
It's lost a lot of luster. So this is not like how it used to be. I mean, we'd be cranking it up right now. You'd see commercials with the Olympians. You'd see the Michael Johnsons and the Michael
Phelps.
You know,
there's
tie-ins,
especially at the fast food places. You're getting the tie-ins. You're getting the toys in the tie-ins.
You got none of that right now.
None.
But, look,
my son's going.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he
Paris,
have tickets?
Huh? Yeah.
To the actual...
Oh, to the events themselves? He has people... family who live in Paris that can help him get that stuff.
So he's going to be there and then he'll try to work his way to tickets.
Yeah, he's
good
got people there who can help facilitate.
That's big time right there.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's great. Well, maybe he
quite
sees
an experience.
Joel.
Wouldn't that be something?
Joel with Team USA, who I think Joel will be the starting center. I mean, you got Anthony Davis on that team, but Joel will be the starting center.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he'll be the guy.
Yeah.
So look, congrats to him. It's pretty cool. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to our Twitter poll question of the day, and as a way to sort of crank up conversation as it relates to the Sixers and the Miami Heat tomorrow night. So let me just say this. The closer we get to the game tomorrow night, Sixers Heat playoffs begin tomorrow for the Sixers, the more, I'll use the word scared. I was going to say concerned. I'll use the word scared. The more scared I'm getting. Now, let me be clear. I think the Sixers will survive the next 3 days and get to the Sweet 16. I think you're going to either have a Sixers Knicks or a Sixers Celtics.
I mean,
and I tend to think the
you
Sixers
are running scared
well,
already.
John,
Joe,
Jimmy Butler,
just try. Take a step back.
Okay.
Do you really want to head into the playoffs with this sort of, I don't know,
trepidation?
Yeah, vibe. This sort of.
How could you not, man?
Mentality.
I'm sorry, but how could you not? What do you mean go in just be like, I believe in the Sixers?
All right,
like,
well,
come
all
on.
Right, couple, all right, let me pose it to John a different way here. So. I get your point.
Do you think that I believe the Sixers are a better team than the Heat? And I believe that with Joel Embiid and this assemblage of, my gosh, he's got a lot more than what he's had to work with. And with Nick Nurse calling the shots, we actually have plays that work.
So, look, John, I as of yesterday, and I'll say it again today, I still lean the 76ers way. I think the Sixers are more likely to win the game than the Heat. But what's hitting me more and more the closer we get to it is I'm going to put it to you. try to imagine watching Jimmy Butler walk on the court tomorrow night. And the ball's about to get tipped, and you know what a competitor that guy is, how he can control the flow. You know, the rock's in his hand a lot. Like, he will do, like, he is one of the great playoff competitors in recent NBA history. Mm-hmm. And he's on the other team. The Sixers have one of the great regular season players in recent NBA history. But when it comes time for playoff time, he has shrunk a number of times. And then ask yourself this Twitter poll question of the day, which we are rolling out there today to preview tomorrow night's Sixers Heat game. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Here's the poll question. Ask yourself this question. All things considered, how good they are, their past, injury history, recent injury history, like, all things considered, who would you rather have on your team tomorrow night? A, Joel Embiid, or B, Jimmy Butler? Because I got to tell you guys, like, I'm psyched like everyone else that Joel's back. I get it. It gives the Sixers a shot to win tomorrow. Gives the Sixers a shot to win a championship. It does.
You are
But
wrong.
Jimmy Butler, man.
You are wrong.
He has done a lot in these kind of moments, John. A lot. A lot.
Yeah, he sure has. You can't take
that away.
You cannot take that away from him. But at this point in time, talking about this playoff play-in game, who do I want on my team, Jimmy Butler or Joel Embiid? Joel Embiid was the MVP last season, and now that he is returned and healthy, he's playing faster than he did when he won that MVP. He's playing better than he did when he won the MVP.
He is absolutely not playing better.
That's not true.
No.
Okay. He'll get to where he's as comparable to that MVP performance.
He might not.
That's not Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's 34 years old. Jimmy Butler looks closer to 34 years old at this point. And the last couple times we've played him, well, we didn't see much of Jimmy Butler the last time we played him. And we've won the last couple times we played the Heat. Joel Embiid, I'll take him hand over fist time and time again over Jimmy Butler, because Joel Embiid's the best player in the world right now.
Guys, perfect.
When he's right, and he's about to be right.
Perfect world, they're both on the Sixers, but we don't have that. Who would you rather have, Butler or Joel?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.